It was last week that a Chevron pipeline leaked 600 barrels of diesel fuel into Willard Creek. And while beaver dams are credited for stopping the fuel from reaching a wildlife habitat in Willard Bay, the beavers were caught in the epicenter of the contamination. The three beavers that were found on Tuesday night make a total of six beavers that are known to be affected by the leak and are currently being treated at Ogden's Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of Northern Utah. The center's executive director, Dalen Erickson, says their first priority was getting the fuel off the animals. The beavers have literally been soaking in diesel and inhaling toxic fumes that have filled their lodges.
We spent at least 5.5 hours. We lost track of time at some point, but at least 5.5 hours just washing. In that washing, we had clumps of fur falling off. And then also we saw skin peeling off like a sunburn. So very, very painful. I can't imagine what it'd be like to ingest it, knowing what it's like on the skin.
The emergency care of the beavers has stretched the 100% volunteer staff at the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center to its max. Three staff members are devoted full-time to the care of the beavers, but they still have to care for the needs of the other 150 animals already at the center.
We're also, at this point, having to counsel, excuse me, my voice is terrible because I've inhaled too much diesel last night, but we've had to cancel our annual fundraiser. It's the one fundraiser we do in the spring that gets us through the season. And we've had to cancel that just because we just don't have the manpower to make that event happen. We've had to pull all of our available resources to caring for these guys.
Canceling the fundraiser could be potentially devastating to the center. The Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of Northern Utah's chairman of the board, Buzz Martheller, says, contrary to popular belief, there is no state or federal funding to help get these animals better. The center relies solely on individual donations to meet their estimated yearly price tag of $100,000. It's definitely a concern, but Martheller says what they need most right now is manpower.
The last three beaver have come in. We've been getting a lot of hits and phone calls and emails on people interested in helping us out, because what we're needing are people that are willing to do dishes and laundry and food prep and things like that, so that the people like Delin can spend her entire day. 9 yesterday morning until 1 this morning, she was here working on beaver, as well as the rest of us.
Erickson says it's still unknown if they will be able to rehabilitate the newest beavers, but adds that she's confident that the initial three rescued beavers will one day be returned to the wild. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Mackenzie Hamilton.